U.S. Coast Guard suspends search for plane crash survivors off San Francisco coast. By Olivia Rondo on January 15, 2024. A small plane crashed into the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Francisco, California, after flying erratically Sunday evening, with no survivors being found. The U.S. Coast Guard suspended the search for potential survivors on Monday morning, with a branch spokesman telling ABC 7 that it searched around 28 square miles for nearly 6 hours by helicopter and boat to no avail. "It's never easy to make the decision to suspend search efforts, and our deepest sympathies go out to the families involved in this incident," said Ian McGowan, Operations Unit Controller at the Sector San Francisco Command Center. "We are truly grateful for the efforts of our partners assisting in search efforts." The local outlet reported that officials have managed to recover pieces of the plane's wreckage after it went down in Half Moon Bay around 7:15 p.m. The airport the plane departed from is unknown at this time, but authorities believe it came from somewhere in East Bay. It is also unclear if the aircraft's pilot was attempting to land at Half Moon Bay Airport. Locals noted that the plane appeared to be off the flight path. "It was out of the path of the flight by the time I heard it. It had to have been. There's no way because planes don't fly over my house. And that plane was right by there, so I'm pretty sure he was looking for help quick. Or she," said Half Moon Bay resident Diana Fernandez. The San Mateo County Sheriff's Office said it was notified of the crash by a caller who said he saw the plane flying erratically before the crash. "We heard this motor engine puttering like you hear in the movies when a plane is about to crash. And you hear the engine, and it came around the corner. It's kind of a biplane, very visible," said witness Melissa Richter. The Coast Guard was able to find the plane, but no surviving passengers. Two people were on board the aircraft at the time, and a commercial fishing boat located a woman's body during the search. The body was taken to the San Mateo County Coroner's Office. The identity of this female adult is still being determined, but it is thought she is likely associated with the plane crash given she was located in the same location, the San Mateo County Sheriff's Office said. The plane was actually upside down in the water, and this morning, with about 30 search and rescue volunteers, Emergency Services Bureau, "we're beginning to see some of that wreckage come up onto the coastline," said Sergeant Philip Hallworth of the San Mateo County Sheriff's Office. The Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, and the National Transportation Safety Board, NTSB, are investigating the downed plane.